Do you realize what I have done for you? I have given you a model to follow. So what I have done for you, you should do for one another. I remember when my mother was alive, I used to go back to Ireland to visit her regularly. When she was younger, I would go over once a year for 2 or 3 weeks, and then when she got a little frailer, I would go over twice a year for once a week, and then later on, when she got a little older again, I would go over 3 or 4 times a year for 3 or 4 days. And each time I would go and I'd visit her, and we'd spend time together, but she would, she loved to cook, and so she would cook every single meal, every single day, and would go and do the shopping. As she got older, and a little less able to do that, she started to do less, and my sister would want to do all that. And so that's the way it was for many years. She was always gracious in allowing my sister or my brother-in-law, who often did the cooking for them, very gracious in allowing them to serve. But I remember pointedly at one point when she got hospitalized, she really didn't eat very very well or very fast. And she really didn't have an appetite, and she really couldn't feed herself. I remember being in the hospital with her and feeding her 1 teaspoon at a time. And I always remember it because I couldn't help but think, now here is my mother in her 90s being fed by her youngest boy. How the roles had reversed. And I wondered what it was like for her to have fed me with a teaspoon when I was a child, not able to eat, not able to feed myself. And she was very gracious and allowed me to do it 1 teaspoon at a time. That moment will always be etched in my mind. And I'll tell you why. Because she allowed me to serve her. She allowed me to serve her. It seems so straightforward, but often when we're in need, it's hard to allow others to serve us. But she was gracious to do that. And what a privilege it was for me to be in that unique position for that, just for that moment. And I'm sure many of my siblings were in other moments as well. The gift to be able to allow people to serve you when you're in need. Jesus gives us today in this gospel, a very powerful example, a model to follow is what he says. And this model is that he gets down on his knees and he does a completely subservient role. He washes their feet. Now bear in mind, just do we remember that the person who washed the feet of somebody who came into the house was not only the servant, but the servant of all the servants. So if there was a number of servants, then the youngest and most inexperienced servant or the junior servant got that dirty role. Because their feet, remember they walked on dirt roads, dusty roads. So their feet would have been caked in dirt. And so they would have washed, but their feet would have been dirty from the road. And Jesus takes this particular model of ministry that he does the lowest of the lowest. And then when Peter protests, he says, no, you can't do that to me. He says, no, you must allow it. You don't understand now, but you will understand later. That part of it is allowing yourself, allowing somebody to serve you. So there's two roles that Jesus, because remember, Jesus also allowed his feet be washed by Mary with the jar of perfumed oil. And he protests when Judas tried to stop it. He said, no, let it happen. She has chosen to celebrate. A prolepsis of what we're celebrating in this very evening tonight. that Jesus then turns around and shows that not only should you allow your feet to be washed, but then you must wash others' feet. So how do we translate that into our modern day? Like, because we don't have to wash each other's feet when we come into our house. We might take off our shoes, but that's as much as we need to do. Well, we have to first of all be willing to allow ourselves to be served, number one, and then we have to be willing to serve. Let me give you an example. Today, in the middle of our COVID crisis, COVID-19 crisis here in Silicon Valley and all over the world, the people who are on the front lines are the healthcare workers. And they are literally going in and serving at their risk of their own lives. And so are so many others who are on the front lines. Even our grocery clerks are actually going and doing their work. Well, we came up with a program here at Holy Spirit, and we're working with a group of people called Shop for Me. We want to serve our healthcare workers. We want to just do one simple thing for you, because we want to say thank you to you for what you're doing. We want to just simply buy your groceries for you, so you don't have to go down and get your groceries. Now, we've come up with a system, but here's what we need. We need for you to allow us to help you. In this time and moment, we want you to know how much we care. And so we want to serve you. Now, there's many other ways that we need to do this. This is one way today for us. But what is it in your own life? In what way can we serve others? Maybe it's not the lowest of lowest jobs, but we must remember that our role as disciples, our role as Christians, is to witness by our actions. And we must do so that in such a way as that when we serve joyfully, to know that what we do matters. What we do, and the Pope is constantly saying this to us, that it's not enough to know who Jesus is. It's not enough to know all about him. We must know him personally. And it's not even enough to know that. We must imitate him. Disciples don't just know. Disciples imitate. Disciples watch and do as he has done. And that is exactly what he's asked us to do tonight. That we are called to wash the feet of others. We are called to serve others. At home, we cannot do it tonight. Normally, we would have our basins out here. We would wash each other's feet. It's a deeply uncomfortable thing to allow somebody else to wash your feet. So tonight, now at home, I invite you to wash each other's feet. It is to allow your feet to be washed. And as your feet are being washed, ask yourself, what can you do for somebody else? What is something that you can serve somebody else? And as you are allowing it to happen for you, and then you in turn wash somebody else's feet, know that you are doing exactly what Christ has done and has asked us to model our life after. Do we understand what he has done for us? He has given us a model to follow. So let us follow that model of serving one another.